Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and it's Monday, January 24th, 2011.
Episode 6.51, the NFC-AFC Championship Recap Show.
Championship? That's right.
That's right.
We know who's in.
The Super Bowl is set. Dallas, here we come.
Dallas, here we come. And we're not going alone. No, no, no. You know, there's more media credentials
we're
offered up for
this. We're not going alone?
No, no. I wish we were. Not that I wish we were alone. However, that being said, there's been more credentials issued for this Super Bowl than any Super Bowl in history, as it should be.
And you know why that is? Because they're giving us credentials.
No, it's not us.
But it's us.
Yeah, it's not plus two. It's plus 100 and something.
Oh, we're a part of that 100.
We are a
something.
Part of that 100 and something. That is absolutely correct. Steven, pop quiz.
Okay, right off the bat.
Yeah.
57 seconds in.
I got it in under a minute.
Even played.
No.
The intro. What?
What are you most looking forward to a Super Bowl week? Not the game. Anything but the game.
Not a pop quiz.
Yeah, it kind of is. Okay, how about Penny for your thoughts?
All right, how about we talk about that and all of the NFL news as soon as we come back for the break?
He's cheating.
I know.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Okay, now you've had at least 15 seconds
to
think about it.
You know, and I needed those 50 seconds. No, I think, I haven't been to Dallas since
we went there since the opening of Cowboy Stadium.
Which, 2 years ago.
Was it really two years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Time flies. Steve, you know what I stumbled onto today?
Yeah.
I stumbled onto the DVD. And it's official Sky Sports news.
Mm-hmm.
NFL fans is what it said on it, and it was the first DVD from 2008.
Yeah,
when we're there in our frumpy jerseys.
2008. Yeah.
2008. When we're there with Simon and Georgie, and Georgie's wearing that little top.
Yes.
And I'm just like, wow. I stumbled on that DVD today while
it's
I was cleaning
long
up.
A long time ago, buddy. Come a long way.
It's a long road.
I'm excited to.
But that's
Be back in my hood.
Be back in the hood. Yeah. I'm talking about the week that is officially the Super Bowl.
Okay. So none of the personal stuff. None of my personal feelings.
Your personal feelings are completely irrelevant.
I see. I suspect that I will be looking forward to Saturday before the game, Hall of Fame announcement. Find out who the Hall of Fame people who will be getting inducted in that meeting and what that all entails. Mm-hmm. That'll be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to just meeting everybody I can possibly meet.
Meat Fest.
Yes. I think I want to soak it all in, and I expect that hopefully it'll be the first of many. And I'll just enjoy this one.
Yeah.
Just let it hit me.
Good way to start, though, being in Dallas.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a
yeah.
good way to start.
Yeah.
And it is not irrelevant to me.
I've already gotten an email from a Sky Sports producer, also known as Ridge, asking me if I can hook him up with some stuff. So
nice.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that off air.
Okay. I talked to Rich today, and he didn't even mention that.
Yeah, he just sent me an email about it. So it's gonna be interesting. I think it's gonna be cool. I can't wait. I'm a little stressed of everything that has to be happened
before we leave. Our flight is 10 a.m. Monday morning.
Yeah,
and the amount of stuff. To put it nicely, that has to be done between now and then.
Yes,
is endless.
It is pretty crazy.
And then you add to it that Mrs. Ellis is taking this opportunity go to Brno in Ukraine.
Yeah,
simultaneously.
And
thanks,
just, you know, and taking, you know, my mom,
the kids, your mom,
your mom, and it's
my mom. Man, my mom laid it on thick this morning.
You know, you were supposed to be there today, right?
No.
Was it today your day, your visit
I
day?
Typically go on Monday or Tuesday.
See, Trisha goes every Saturday.
I know.
I see.
And so I knew there was no way I could go today because I had a lunch appointment.
Right.
And tomorrow seems pretty out of the question also.
I see.
So I did tell her I probably couldn't come this week, and then she got all sad and teary.
You
and
can't
everything
go next
like
week,
that.
So you got two weeks
course.
In a row.
And her birthday's next week, and so she got extra teary about that. And she's like, Mom. And so when I met today, I had lunch with an older gentleman that's a longtime friend. You know Pastor Mead.
Yes.
And he says, Jeff, you can't let her guilt you into this. You can't let this hang over you. You're doing the best you can.
Yeah. I won't get you into it, but you got to find a way to see her before you leave for 2 weeks.
I don't disagree with that.
Okay, that's all.
It's maybe a very short visit,
and let
and
her
she
know.
Would like a lot more than that. But and that's Bill
let
Singh is just you've got to set
you,
some.
If I can give you 2 hours, that's all I can give you, Mom.
No, it's gonna be less than that.
Yeah, well,
it's gonna be a drive through. It's gonna be you sit out front. I'm gonna drive through and I'll wave and say hi, and I'll actually leave the car running, and I'll jump out and give you a hug, and then I'm jumping back in the car that's rolling, and I'm back up north.
Okay.
Because Steve, there's just no way. There's no way. Tomorrow is it's like all the stuff that's here has got
to
get packed up and shipped out tomorrow. According to my schedule. Okay. I don't have any other time. I've still got to go to the DMV, get Jordan's car registered, which he's been driving around for 2 weeks.
Right.
These are important things to attend to for the family, okay. You know? And what are you going to do? You can't just leave the family hanging?
Well, I okay, we'll talk about it all. Let's crack open a cold one, shall we? A cold one of
Diet Pepsi,
baby. There you go. NFL news, because there's lots of it. Antonio Cromartie using expletives again.
I think, you know, he's taken his vocabulary from Coach Ryan, and he's learned all of his naughty words. I bet he didn't know any before Ryan came to the Jets. Well, actually, he was traded to the...
wrong.
When he was in San Diego, did we ever hear an expletive come out of him?
No.
No, there you go. And now he's in New York, and maybe he's just picked up the
it's
potty talk from New York.
Because when he was in San Diego, nobody... ever interviewed him. Nobody cared.
They're like, San Diego is a football team?
That's why he is no longer in San Diego.
Yes, the sixth largest city in America, yes. My friends, is in San Diego. And yeah, the anonymity that comes with being there in San Diego versus New York, where everything you say in New York. But I like what Cromartie bleeped again. However, it was this time weighing in on something that is near and dear to our hearts,
yes.
So we're going to get into in the offseason.
You don't get no information about nothing from the union or the owners. To tell you the truth, they need to get their damn minds together and get this beep done and stop beep about money, and money ain't nothing. And that's all he has to say.
No, he doesn't actually believe that money ain't nothing. He believes that there's so much money to go around that there's no excuse that they can't get this figured out. And he's right. And it is in his best interest, he being a free agent right now.
Yes.
And there's a number of New York Jets that are free agents.
Lots of free
right
agents.
Now.
Yes.
And look, March 3rd is just around the corner. And that is when free agents hit the market and become a hot commodity, but not unless a new CBA gets done.
No hot commodity.
And I would say
no free agency.
The percentage. Okay, here's another pop quiz or just a penny for your thoughts, okay?
Okay.
Because pop quizzes stress you out since you're out of school now.
Yeah. I was like, I never had to take pop quizzes ever again. Woohoo! And then all of a sudden, pop quiz!
I'm back on a show and I hate it. Okay, so, Steven, what is the percent chance you put on a CBA deal, a new collective bargaining agreement, being reached before the March 3rd deadline?
3%.
Wait for it. That's it.
3%.
Three. What puts it at three? But how did you pull in that number?
Because there is slightly.
It doesn't seem like zero.
There's slightly more of a chance than a snowball's chance in hell.
Okay.
So it's just slightly more than that.
So given the snowball chance in hell, you'll take the CBA getting done.
Yes. All at right. 3%.
But I'll take the CBA getting done as well, because I don't think a snowball's chance in hell fares very well.
No.
What was it you that was telling me? You were telling me about the person that boiled water and threw it up in the air when it was freezing cold and it comes and it just vaporizes?
No, it was not me.
It was Didi or Jordan then. Somebody was telling me that it's a new YouTube sensation. Someone's boiling water and just throwing like a bucket of boiling water into the sky and it just turns into fog. It just poof,
really
disappears if it's cold enough.
How cold is it have to be?
Like like Minnesota cold, like minus 44, which is, and like New England cold right now. It's so sticky.
Yes.
There's people there, Stephen. I heard a news alert today that even if you've lived there your entire life, you're supposed to check on the elderly and your neighbors and things like that. Yeah. And you better know what your neighbors are doing, because, and if you see a homeless person, call 911.
Well,
it's that's crazy.
I've been making some clients in the East Coast not very happy.
Just because, again, don't hate us because we're warm. Yeah, please don't.
Like, you know, I didn't tell you to live there.
Exactly. And how much control do we have over where we live?
Her defense was like, well, I can't afford to live out there. I'm like, well, neither can I, but that's not stopping me from living
here. I live here and I can't afford it. It's not like it's getting cheaper.
So there you go. I don't think it's going to happen before then. I honestly don't think. I think it's going
to
be.
That date has to lapse to me.
I think it's going to
be. If they're going to get serious.
I think it's going to be June.
March, April, May, June. That's really
late.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be middle of June.
So we're
going to
miss OTAs.
Yeah. Going to be middle of June where finally they're like, train can't start in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
What's up? And they're like, oh, okay. And someone will flinch. And then someone will get their way, and then everybody will be happy for another 10 years.
And I think it was Bart Scott that was saying, about talking about the players, that they've been working out together. And you live around here, you live around here, you live around here. Let's get together and let's make sure that we're holding each other accountable to working out.
Oh, I thought you were
going to
say, let's make sure that we hold hands. And we will overcome. We shall over. I thought that's where you were going.
No.
We're going to get together, we're going to hold hands, and we're going to
form a picket line, and they're going to picket 230 Park Avenue. They're just going to stand outside. That would be pretty funny to see them.
230 Park Avenue?
280 Park Avenue?
280 is what it is.
Okay, where the NFL headquarters are. So I just
we'll start singing. Kookaburra sits on the oak tree. Mary, Mary, king of the bushes, he. Laugh, Kookaburra, laugh. Kookaburra, gay, your life must be. Just old folk songs. They're just going to sing them.
Huh.
You've never heard the Kookaburra song?
Well, yeah, kind of, but it never with that interpretation. So I was looking at
I thought that's where you were going. You're like, Bart Scott said, we're going to get together. Hey, you live close to me. Let's form a friendship circle.
Kookaburra, let's
Kookaburra, gay, your life must be.
Yeah. Yes.
Those were songs that you used to do in elementary school.
I didn't.
Oh, really?
No.
I see. Well, I would do it. My elementary school would sing them. And you would get groups. There would be four groups. And so one starts, you know, Kookaburra sits on the oak tree. And, then the next person, then the next group, Kookaburra. So
those
kind
songs
of like,
have a certain name for them.
Yes. What are they called?
They're songs that are done in a round.
That's what it is. Done in a round. That's what
right.
It is. But now that would. That,
row,
it would just,
row, row your
yes,
boat.
Yes. There
row,
you go. Row your boat. Yes. The Kookaburra was one of them.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't know that one, and I am the worst person for it. My life is empty.
Yeah, you didn't know Senor Don Gato, so
but
come on.
Now my life is richer for
it
Senor
is.
Don Gato.
Yes, it is.
Because he is a cat, meow, meow,
can
meow.
Can you believe 30 years later, after I performed it in my elementary school, my daughter performed it in her elementary school.
Can you believe
I thought that was cool.
13 years later,
yeah,
I met Christina Aguilera when she was a 16-year-old little kid with her song Reflections coming out.
We got Mom on the show. Mom's calling in on the show.
Mom's on the show.
Hello, Mama. We calling in on the show. What's up, Mama? We're recording our show right now. What's going on? David says, basically what Mom just said is, David, our hotel
our host,
accommodation
our host.
For the Super Bowl.
I don't
want to
call
Bowl.
Him our hotel accommodations, our gracious host. Have you not called David?
Andale, pues, mañana le hablo, ma. Más rato te hablo también a ti. Okay, bye-bye.
Have you told David that we're coming?
Yes, okay. I had, and I talked to him. He didn't remember. I talked to him.
He didn't remember.
Apparently didn't. I talked to him Christmas Day.
It's Monday.
And I talked to him, New Year's Eve, and probably because of the situations, he didn't remember the conversations.
Wow.
You know what situations I'm talking about.
Not in this case. I don't think we've gotten caught up on.
People drink during those occasions and may not remember what may be having a conversation with me.
There's a lot of things I don't remember, but I don't chalk many of them up to alcohol
I see.
Involved. Do you?
Really? How well do you remember getting thrown out of the sports cafe?
Every single first step.
Do you remember? Do you remember everything?
Every single step.
Really?
Steven.
You remember every single step?
Yes, I do. Because there were scary steps because I was laying on your back practically.
Me taking you
to the bathroom, going down the stairs.
In the bathroom.
First we went down the stairs.
You remember that?
Yes. And then what was so cool about it was all the Diet Cokes that were set before me and water. There was like six of them. Were there not?
Well, I had to get you sober
because exactly.
I was not carrying you to the hotel.
But as it was, you virtually did. I had my hands on your shoulders.
Yes.
And there wasn't a lot of my weight that was on my feet.
Do you remember missing like about 150 pounds?
Missing 150 pounds.
Just kidding.
What, like?
150 pounds. Money.
Oh, money. Pounds. Yeah, actually, I do remember that.
Yeah, right.
I do remember being short a little bit, wallet-wise.
I was like, this is going to cost him. Ding! No, I'm just kidding.
But, you know, I
used to do that to my dad when I was a kid.
To truly be beyond the pale of drunkenness, you can't remember things, and generally you regurgitate
okay.
at some point.
He remembers
and none
the conversation,
of that went on.
He just doesn't remember exactly what's going on.
So we talked about this that night? Well, yeah, that I would agree I might not remember. If we talked about this that night, but I suspect that it wasn't that night.
Yeah, let's move on.
Well, I was just trying to. I was
very
I was
interesting. It's funny. I just told Trisha, man, I have talked to my mom in about a week and a half. I need to call her today, and I never did because I was so busy. And there she is calling us while we're
and
doing
you're scolding me about not seeing my mom, and now she's calling you.
Yes.
Your mom's you calling you. Now, I was trying to hook in NFL
news. Your
mom news.
Texts me.
Yeah. You don't know. Did my mom text you what she texted me today?
I don't think so. I don't think I got a text.
It had to do with bodily fluids.
Oh, dude, why?
Yeah.
Why?
This is my question. This is exactly my question.
Yeah. I'm
why?
Glad she didn't text.
It was very specific.
That.
Very
she text
specific.
Me. Stuff, just I don't want to hear the stuff.
Yeah, about the stuff. So I was trying to get back to NFL news.
Okay.
With that I'm going to be reunited with Christina Aguilera. I'm pretty excited about that.
Why?
13 years on.
Why?
She is singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. She was selected
today. And
you'll
be reunited.
Well, they always have
you guys are
anybody
great,
who's
best
performing.
Buds.
No, but she owes me this much. Okay, a little less. This
yeah.
much.
What, you met her for 30 seconds?
No, actually a couple hours.
Okay.
Hung out with Christine. She was 16, and she had just finished recording the song Reflections for the movie Mulan.
Ah, yes.
Fantastic song. And she was doing an American Online chat. Remember America Online? Does anyone remember
yes.
that? You've got mail.
They're still around.
I just like making fun of the fact that how old that is.
If you're still on AOL, why?
Why? there's cheaper. And more flexible and a lot faster.
You know what? It's funny.
There may not be. Because it's not like would we know.
Yeah, that's true.
They could be the most kick butt service in the world.
They
now.
Could be. But I don't
we
know. But
know.
All I know is that my first foray into the internet and
uh-huh.
email
right.
was AOL. And
I was
so,
a CompuServe guy before that.
Well, no, I was AOL and I was just like, you know, this is so weird. And then a buddy of mine.
What was your login? I was Jeff Ellis. Which was pretty cool.
I was Stephen Miranda.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that I was Jeff Ellis at AOL.com and you were Stephen Miranda at AOL.com. I mean, by the time that became truly popular, it was Martha 0746 Stewart A1252 at AOL.com because that's the best one you could come up with.
Right. No, so, you know, and then Buddy introduces me to, he's like, why? They shield you from the internet. They shield you from the world.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? He's like, especially, you know, you're using their built-in browser and their software. And
their browser sucks.
Yeah, oh, gosh. And then, so anyways, I think I started with Earthlink.
You went from
I think I went to CompuServe.
Okay.
I went to CompuServe. And then it's like, you know, you dial it. You set your PC. You dial it. You set your PC. It dials up. And then you open a web browser. Oh, my God. And the web is there.
The entire internet is mine.
Wow.
But I have to find stuff.
Cool.
I have to figure stuff out.
I'm cool with that.
And so Yahoo came and helped us. It held our hand and it showed us where stuff
was. Actually, I was an Excite guy for a really long time.
My homepage is still Excite.
Really?
Thank you very much.
No,
everything's just where I know it is.
No.
It's not, trust me, it is the most boring.
You are not a change guy.
I'm 45, man. What are you going to do?
Jeffrey. Does not like Jay.
Someone criticized me for not. They didn't know how old I was.
Yeah,
like I say it all the time.
Yeah.
It's not secret.
Jeffrey does not like change.
I like change that's for the significant better that requires very little of my brain. That's the key.
All right, shall we talk about the biggest news, or shall we save it to the game? Because the biggest news
is part of the game. I say we save it for the game because we got Trey opinions on that, I am certain.
Is the Jay Cutler... Let's get to the
Carson Palmer thing.
Okay, well, Carson Palmer...
Because that's pretty big.
All right, well, tell me about Carson Palmer.
Well, according to some of our good friends over there that are analyzing things, Carson Palmer wants out of Cincinnati, and he wants out so badly that if they do not trade him, he will retire.
Ultimatum time.
He is signed through 2014 and says, you know what? This team sucks out loud, and I'm 31 years old. I'm in my prime, and so it's either you put me on in a position where I can win, or I'll just, you know, I've got so much money, I will go home, and I will stop playing football.
Good for him.
And Mike Brown, the owner of the Cincinnati Bengals, today came out and said, he's under contract. We expect him to be here. We're not taking any nonsense from no one.
Good for him.
So you got a good for him. That's almost a neat for both of them.
Well, it's a good for both of them that they're standing their ground. You know, Carson, I'm tired of
losing.
Do
what you got to do. Chris Mortensen reported this.
I'm tired of losing. I want to move on. You know, the Cincinnati's obviously not going to be the fit that I thought was going to be. And I want to move on.
Took him to the playoffs twice, 2005, 2009, I believe. Yeah, 2009. That 06. Was a, that was a disaster. 06 and 09?
06 was the injury.
Oh, yeah.
09.
09 was the Jets one Jets. And out.
Yeah.
That's such a nightmare. Yep. Man. So, you know, there hasn't been much good going on there. T.O. and Ocho Cinco.
Chad Johnson.
Yeah,
he's apparently going back to Johnson.
They've weighed in. Oh, yes, since when?
I don't know. I saw a tweet about it.
Wow, I didn't know that. They still got Ocho.
I don't know if it's official. But,
okay,
you know,
those are just for those who tweet him. The life of a pro quarterback is not always easy. Mike Brown says, "When you're down, the criticism will flare up. It's the nature of our business. Basically, nut up, buddy. You're going to be our captain for a long time. We got plans for you, and they're not good ones." So that's the situation there in Cincinnati.
Who's going to call whose bluff?
I suspect I would be shocked if Carson Palmer stayed in Cincinnati. Why would he?
So you're saying he will retire. He is not bluffing. He will retire.
Well,
going on the record.
I am on the record here with this. We know that Marvin Lewis got the surprise contract extension, and we hoped that with that were some of the demands that he was making of the organization for an indoor practice facility and some of the upgrades that they were looking organizationally. And it is assumed that Marvin Lewis got those things, and that's the only reason that he agreed to stay on as the head coach there. Now, it could be that Carson's trying to force that hand in that it's been speculated that Marvin didn't get anything that he was asking for in return. And just got to keep his job. And that Carson is saying, look, the situation here is pretty crummy. Can we improve conditions around here? Maybe it's a bargaining chip that he will use. I don't know. But unless something significant changes, yeah, I think he's gone.
Wow. All right. I don't think he'll get traded.
Oh, I don't think he'll get traded either, which means retire. Because Mike Brown is right there with A.J. Smith down in San Diego. That these are owners you just don't mess around with, the general managers. They will not be bargained with.
All right. That'll be an interesting story to watch this offseason.
Yes,
good for Carson and good for the Bengals.
But I would say
not so good for the Bengals.
Good part of the reason why the Bengals are in the situation they're in is because of Carson Palmer, if you ask me. So that's my two cents on that. I like Carson.
Elaborate. No, I don't.
He's been poor as a quarterback. My take.
Okay.
He's been part of the problem.
Porous offensive line.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's a mess. It is a mess, but I don't think he has been good as a quarterback since he's been injured. He has had good days, but I don't think that offense has been a nightmare since he's been injured. The Associated Press came out with their all-pro team today.
I hate the all-pro team.
Then we're not going to talk about that. And let's move on.
No, we'll talk about it. Who's on the all-pro team?
The only unanimous choice was Tom Brady. He was the only unanimous choice.
The guy who was one and done in the playoffs?
Look, they don't pick it based on that.
Oh, okay.
They pick it based on your season's work. And everyone knows that Tom Brady had an amazing regular season. He's joined by guard Logan Mankins and linebacker Gerard Mayo from his team. Baltimore has Ed Reed, Helote Nada, and kicker Billy Cundiff. Detroit Lions are sending Ndamukong Suh. That was the only one rookie from the All-Pro team, and that was it. And that was a good one. So Sue said this, "It's a great honor, and it's an award I've had my eye on, along with being in the Pro Bowl. Those are two of the highest accomplishments you can have other than winning a Super Bowl and being MVP. And since I'm on the Detroit Lions, I know that my limit, I made that part up.
I was about to say, what?
To be the only rookie speaks volumes.
If you're quoting somebody, don't
I was goofing at the end. So to be the only rookie speaks volumes about the help I got from my teammates, especially on the defensive line and my coaches. Good for him. Good for him.
All right.
Shane Leckler, Jamal Charles, Arian Foster, Reggie Wayne, Vontae Leach, Roddy White, Jason Witten would be the cowboy on there for the second time. Jari Evans, Jake Long, Joe Thomas, Nick Mangold of the Jets, Devin Hester, Brian Mitchell. There you go. That's Clay Matthews, Julius Peppers, John Abraham, James Harrison. These are guys you know very well and will be seen in the Pro Bowl unless they are playing in the Super Bowl, in which case those subs were announced today as well.
Yeah. Yes. The replacement for Greg Jennings will be Larry Fitzgerald.
Clay Matthews.
I did hear who that was going to be. I forgot.
James Harrison you got. So that's about it.
For James Harrison.
Troy Polamalu.
The Kansas City Chiefs. Tamahali and Barry, I think, are replacing
nice
Polamalu.
This is without notes, people. He's just going off the top of his head.
So, so those replacements were named already. I still think it's weird because the Pro Bowl is in Hawaii.
Yeah.
These guys aren't even actually going to be there.
No.
As last year when it was in Miami, the players could at least
make
an appearance. I don't think that I would allow my star players to fly all the way to Hawaii the week before the Super Bowl.
Oh, heavens
and no. Then come all the way back.
No.
And miss, you know.
As it was, if you recall last year, there was coaches upset that they were actually traveling down to just make the appearance.
Yeah.
Because, you know, South Beach is where the game was there in Miami, but some of the teams, they were in Fort Lauderdale and further north than that even.
South Beach!
And that was, you know, it was like a 90-minute transportation run, and they're
just a
wave.
Yeah.
So this eliminates the problem entirely. But I do, Steven, just imagine if it was in Dallas, then we'd be there a couple days earlier.
I know.
Then you would see Jeff enthusiastic about the Pro Bowl. Then I'd be excited because I want to see these guys up close and personal.
Unfortunately, this is the year they decided to go back to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Next year, it'll probably be back in the host city of the Super Bowl.
Which is Houston, I believe.
Indianapolis.
Then
it's not official, but it's just Steven's thoughts on what's going to happen. Yes, that it will be back in Indianapolis.
Yeah, no, Hawaii seems to have run its course, and they wanted to throw them that last little bone back and go, here you go. You guys can come back.
Here's your bone, but now it's gone. All right, Philip Rivers, Jeffrey, is in the news.
Yeah.
And he's actually expressing sympathy for Jay Cutler, of all people.
You know, they are kind of attached at the hip
they
as far
are.
As their
you
little
know,
shouting
the,
matches
yeah,
from the Broncos
yes,
days.
And you know, well, Philip, we understand, you know, he had the ACL problem and in the game against the New England Patriots, remember? But he stayed in the game. And he finished.
He hopped on one foot. He played flamingo football. It was a playoff game.
Yeah. But he understands. He's sympathizing with Cutler. He's like, look, when you can't go and the coaches pull you, you can't go. I mean, he's like, what would I have done had the coaches pulled me?
I can tell you exactly what he would have done.
He would have run on the field without their permission?
Yep. And they would have dragged him off. This is the difference, Steve. And this is my problem, is that there's a couple of positions in sports. There's quarterbacks, there's shooting guards, and there are, not shooting guards, there's the guy who handles the ball. The point guard. You got your point guard, your quarterback, and your pitchers in baseball that are very much cut from the same cloth. And they should be dragged off the field by their hair.
Wow.
Is the only way they come off the field. And those guys need to be told, just like Mariano Rivera, but the closer for the Red Sox, he was so done. He had nothing left in the tank in that ball game. And his coach,
we don't know what happened in the locker room, though.
But I'm just
this
in
was
this
all
one instance
in the locker room. So.
It was in the locker room, but it was still. He took one series in the second half, or was it the second quarter?
No, in the second half, he came out after halftime. He took the first series, and he couldn't plant to throw the ball. His passes, if you go back and look at that series, was not very pretty.
And the earlier ones in the game were great.
No, okay, but at least he was completing passes and getting the passes there, as opposed to them falling 2 yards short of the receivers.
S-U-S-P-E-C-T, suspect. I'll take the respect song and turn it into a song. S-U-S-P-E-C-T. Just a news flash to Jay Cutler.
All right.
If you are truly, truly injured, don't be a tough guy and pretend that you don't have any symptoms of an injury. Take a cue from the soccer world, where sometimes when you're not hurt, you pretend like you're hurt. Could you please?
So you're saying you wanted to see more? I'm in agony.
I want to see something resembling pain. Something on his face that looks like pain. I want to see something in his body that looks like a limp. I want to see something in his demeanor that looks like he's uncomfortable. I want to see something besides him standing. Which, if I have a leg injury, it would seem that standing might aggravate my leg injury. I would like to see an ice pack. I know it's 10 degrees, but I'd like to see an ice pack out.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying from a PR point of view. Don't be the tough guy. Yeah, my leg is missing, but I'm still going to stand here as if it's not. Because that is not going to engender a lot of goodwill from the people who already don't like you that much.
I think this is a catch-22. I think this is your damn if you do, damn if you don't.
I don't disagree with that,
Steven. If they go and they do what you're saying, I can't believe that Cutler was not even out there cheering on his team. What's up with that?
He wasn't cheering on his team.
He was.
He was standing quietly in the background.
He was there supporting his football team.
Didn't look when they had the cameras on him, it didn't look like a lot of support was going on. It looked like he was standing there.
Dude just told he's got a sprained MCL. You want him to be doing cartwheels when they scored a touchdown? No.
Okay.
He was congratulatory.
Then look mad. Look mad. Look mad that the most important game of your life, you've been injured and you've had to be yanked out of the game. Look like you care. And this has been people's problem with Jay Cutler.
That does not look happy. Right there. This is a freeze frame of a shot from him on the sideline.
Freeze frame.
Look at his face. He does not look like he is very happy with the situation. He, as a matter of fact, looks pretty darn PO'd.
But as you know, Steven, from your work in television, any single frame can look like anything you want.
Yes.
He looks drunk. Oh, my gosh. That's because it's a single frame.
Actually, he does look a little drunk. No, I'm just kidding. No,
like anything.
I know.
Did you see our performance last night,
Rob? I did. I came home and my wife already had it up for me. She's like, you guys did great.
My wife didn't watch.
Ah, there you go.
I'm reliving my childhood, dude. My parents never watched when I was on TV and I was in high school. Never watched.
I see.
Never recorded. Now I come home and she's like, oh, yeah. And how'd you get home last night?
Oh,
dude.
I screamed for about 5 minutes.
Ranting on Caltrans right now. Insta rant on Caltrans.
You can't give me more of a warning?
Yeah.
There was no warning.
There was no warning. Next thing you know, you're taking the Interstate 110 freeway to State Route 110, and there's a giant off-ramp at the L.A. Convention Center, and it is coned off.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Your only way home that doesn't take you through South Central L.A. and Drug Deal Central, Ho House Central Universe.
Did you go that route?
I went and saw some friends.
Oh.
That was a joke. Andy Bales, Pastor Andy, works down there at Union Rescue Mission. I thought I'd stop by and say hi to Andy.
You just keep going on the 10.
I did, Steven. I got,
and then you
I
take
got off
the 5
I
north.
Got off at Western. No, I just got off at Western.
Oh, see,
I did it.
I am not getting
I went
on,
through.
I'm not getting down downtown.
I'm comfortable down there. Because I got peeps.
I'm a brother. I'm not even going down there.
I got peeps.
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't have any street cred, as you pointed out, but I have peeps.
I see.
They got my back.
No, I just went straight on and then took the 5 North. And
didn't occur to me that the 5 North would be on my menu. It took me 45 minutes to get home.
You've got the dude.
No,
right
I did not.
Oh,
I did not use my GPS because it didn't know that the freeway was closed, and it kept suggesting I try the freeway. dang, Steve. So I get back on the 110, going the other direction, and guess what? That ramp's closed.
Closed. You can't go that way
either. I can't go that way either. It took me nearly an hour to get home. It took me 20 minutes to get to the studio last night, which was a glorious drive.
That's exactly how long it took me.
And, oh my gosh, I got home well after midnight. And
what did you do?
I told you.
Man, I would have been angry.
I wasn't. I was too tired.
Had I done whatever it is you did. That's what I'm saying. I just stayed on the 10, took the 5 north, came up the 2, and boom, I was
home.
But
then I looked, and I'd recorded it, fortunately, so nobody saw it that right. I know, except for Trisha. And I watched, and I'm like, we looked good.
We did.
It was late.
It was good.
We looked good.
It was good.
We looked good. I liked it.
I actually got a tweet.
We did?
From Beat saying, great job, chaps.
Who said that?
Pete, the presenter.
No way. Pete tweeted us?
Yes, he did.
He seems like a really cool guy.
He is really cool.
Because we had no idea what he looked like.
Right, right.
Until we get home and we look at the tape. But we're like, hey, he looks like
a
cool guy.
Yeah, several Sky presenters have been tweeting about us. That's very nice of them.
Yeah, they really have a great staff. And the back of house folks, nicer still. I mean, seriously, it's really remarkable.
Awesome. So, you know what? I'm going to give Jay the benefit of the doubt because I went off on him yesterday.
I've got to give him the benefit. You didn't on TV, though. You held your punches on TV.
I was a lot nicer on TV than you were.
And that's, Steven, all I said is it could leave the benefit of doubt in his teammates' minds.
Right.
And I didn't. Look, you tend to pull your punches on TV.
I was pretty, you know, when I said I'm going to go on TV and talk about this, I got to mention, obviously, that he didn't finish the game. But I'm not going to be as bad as other people had been. I mean, people were raking them.
Steven, I wrote the questions.
Right.
Well, you got a copy. Yeah, but did you see them before you left? Okay. So I wrote. Steven and I chatted because it was so late. It was the middle of the night for us. I mean, it was late at night. Their shift, they start at 6 a.m. there is when they're everybody all hands on deck. So it wasn't even. I couldn't shoot off the email with the questions till 10 a.m. to find out who was even going to be around for the questions. Usually our producer over there writes him, but he was fast asleep.
Right. So here's what it hit me as I'm in the studio getting ready to answer this question. I'm like, you know what? Just remember your doctor didn't believe you that you can put any pressure on your leg. And how'd that make you feel? And I'm like, you know what? I got to give him a benefit of the doubt. I don't know. Maybe he can't put any pressure on his leg. And if you can't put any pressure on your leg, you can't throw a football.
I'm not a
doctor. You can stand, but you can't throw a football.
Well, in the nature of the MCL injury, just because I spent a good deal of time today looking at that and looking at the knee and things.
Did you check out WebMD?
No, I don't know where I was, but it was a science journal and stuff.
I would go and tell you more about the website, but they're not sponsoring.
They don't sponsor us. So. in fact, we're discouraging people from going there. We're blackmailing people into sponsorship.
Oh gosh.
What a great idea. You better sponsor us.
If you don't,
we'll
tell
all
our listeners not to go to your website.
We'll say bad things about you. Stay away from ESPN.com.
Oh, yes.
I was going to finish up the MCL injury. And just basically, it is the interior part of the knee that flexes. It should give a little bit towards the inside of your knee. It should bow a little bit. No, that's the outside of the knee. The inside of the knee. Exactly. Right there. That's the MCL. And there's a ligament in there, and it's got 3 degrees of injury that it can sustain. And this seems like a grade 1, grade 2 kind of injury. Grade 3, it's a complete tear.
Right.
And you're like kind of flops around like a dead fish. And for Jay, we don't know. I don't like the fact that he has no idea when he got hurt. These are the things that make me go,
Well, sometimes you don't know when you get hurt, dog. I mean, you
okay.
don't know when
you know
get
what?
Hurt.
You're right. When you're competing.
You see this right here?
I do.
Don't know how in the world that cut happened.
That's because you're old, Steven. There's something that happens when you get older. You find a bruise in the middle of your forehead, and you're like, what the heck happened to me?
It's because you're old. I'm going to call BS on that. All I know is I'm here working, next thing I know, I'm bleeding. There's blood coming out. I'm like, what?
And that happens when you're old. I swear to God, Steven.
I'm like, where did that happen?
I'm just giving you a heads up. That may not be what this is.
It was my wife. She scratched me.
But I'm giving you a heads up that these.
I'm throwing her under the bus.
Fair enough. She's.
Love you, honey, but it was you.
But she's a tiger. Rawr. But honestly, you get more bumps and bruises the older you get. And someone will say, where did that come from? You go, I have no idea. You think with a bruise that big, I'd have some idea what I did? But you don't. I mean, when you're a kid.
I generally know
what. When you're a kid and you just tap against a wall, you just start crying bloody murder. You know, because you'll never be the same. You're scarred for life. And when you're an adult, you can run full steam into the corner of a desk and son of a, what was I doing over there? And then 2 days later, where did I get this gash in my side? Oh, wait. Someone will be like, don't you remember that desk you ran into 2 days? Oh, yeah. You move on.
Maybe that's just you. I always know where my scratches come from.
Well, for Jay Cutler, I wish he knew what play had happened on. I wish it was a little bit more clear. And he did not say. He said that the coaches wouldn't let him play, but he didn't say that he fought back. Again, he didn't say the things that people want to hear. And Jay Cutler,
his entire career has not been
that kind of guy. He's consistent.
I am tired of saying the things people want to hear. I'm going to say what I want to say. Well, good for Jay Cutler.
Good for Jay Cutler.
Oh, my God.
Jay
am I defending?
Cutler.
Did those words just come out of my mouth?
Look.
Good. You know what?
I want to give him the benefit of a doubt.
I want people to tell me what's on their mind. Just tell them. Don't tell me what I want to hear. Tell me what you want to say.
I'm happy to be here, Steven, and I'm a little hungry.
Is that what I want to hear? Is that what you want to say?
Do you want to hear that I'm a little hungry?
No, I don't.
Then it's probably true.
There you go. There is a Panda Express right down the street.
I love Panda.
Go get some.
You know,
and my daughter gave
go
you a card.
I already spent that a long time ago.
I already spent that.
I'm going to go through the line 25 times and get a sample of the cashew shrimp. Or walnut shrimp.
Can I just have a sample of that? A sample?
A sample of that, and then you get back in line again. I need another sample of the walnut shrimp, because they only give you 7. They charge you $1 extra, and then they only give you 7. Now I'm ranting on Panda Express.
Oh,
they give you 7 freaking little shrimp that are so addictively tasty that they make you come back for more and more. But they'll give you a sample, which is 1/7 of the entire meal. So if you go through the line 7 times and get samples, you've just gotten yourself like $6 worth of food. But it's so addictive.
I think they would recognize you after the second one.
Honey walnut shrimp.
Probably give you one.
Is she really going to say no to me?
They're probably going to give you a second one. And they're going to say, sir, we've already given you a couple samples.
Thank you. Could I now try the Kung Pao beef?
Are you going to buy anything, sir?
I have no intention of buying. I don't even have a wallet.
Please remove yourself from the premises.
You and what army? You're a little...
All right, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Green Bay Packers going to Super Bowl 45, and the Steelers already are embracing the fact that they are underdogs.
Super Bowl 45.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are underdogs.
Underdog, underdog, underdog.
Emma, you heard me correctly. These Pittsburgh Steelers.
3 points.
Who have won 2 Super Bowls in the last 6 years and are going for their 3rd, are underdogs.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, she can't believe it, and I can't believe it either.
To me, honestly, this game is a pick.
Should be a pick because it's a neutral field.
Well,
it's not like Green Bay is getting 3 points because they're in Green Bay.
But they are the home team. That's what's funny.
That's what's funny.
It doesn't matter at all. What you know what that means in the Super Bowl? Do you know? Here's a pop quiz. That's a real pop quiz. I happen to know the answer to this.
I know what it means. It means that you're the home team. You get to choose what jersey you wear.
Exactly. That's what it means. What jersey do I want to wear?
That the Green Bay Packers are going to go with dark, and they're going to make the Steelers wear the white one.
Exactly. They're going to wear green. That's already been determined. Yeah. And Steelers are going to wear their white unis.
Don't send the Steelers out
there.
Why
not green and black? That'd be so awesome.
Yeah, I think they're doing a great job.
And honestly, your home jerseys are the white ones.
The Steelers are known for their black and their tough, and they're
taking
that away.
So soften them up.
It's a little.
Pretty in pink. Is it really going to make that big a difference?
It
it's
may.
Not like they're wearing pink. I mean,
it may.
This Pittsburgh Steelers team
there
is tough.
Used to be a time when the Dallas Cowboys hated to wear their dark blue jerseys. And the Redskins, and everybody, as a matter of fact, everybody, when the Cowboys went on the road, they would force the Cowboys
to wear whites.
Yeah, just to force the, even though they generally
at home
wear whites.
Like to wear the colors.
Right. Would force the they would wear their whites just to force the Cowboys, because it was a superstition the Cowboys were.
Somebody explain to me, Ed. Come back to me with this one. Ed knows everything, and if that which he doesn't know, he finds. So, Ed, come back to me with this one. Why is the tradition that the home team wears white and the road team, especially in football, wears their colors, their team colors. That I would want to wear for my fans at home.
Yeah, but you know.
Now, I understand that dark is for the road team and stuff like that. And in baseball, you wear your whites at home. You wear your grays on the road.
Jeffrey, they can play shirts versus skins, okay?
It just gets really embarrassing for BJ Raji. Batman with football.
BJ Raji
on
a
good day after he's had an enema.
Oh, man. BJ Raji was awesome.
Putting on his big heavyweight championship belt.
He could now go to his children and his grandchildren and his grandchildren's children and say, I scored the game-winning touchdown in the NFC Championship game.
But Grandpapa, you played defense.
I know, but I had hands, kid. I had hands. He did have hands. Did you see that?
That was a beautiful catch.
He
had the softest hands.
He did.
Just, boom,
it was very nice.
Right in there. And my wife won a national championship in soccer, scored the winning goal, plays defense.
See?
It can happen. Doesn't happen very often, but it can happen.
But it can. Playing defense.
Found herself in front of the goal with the ball. It's like, I might as well shoot.
Come on. I think the Steelers already. We embrace being underdogs. Shut up.
And they're trying a tiny bit of Rex Ryan, and you're telling them to shut up. If Rex Ryan said it, I love Rex Ryan. Busted.
But it's different. It's a different situation here.
Why? Mike Tomlin?
The situation is about them being underdogs. Okay?
They are.
They've been underdogs several times this year.
Never in the Super Bowl.
No, not in the Super Bowl.
I can't go through their entire history, but certainly in the last decade when they've been in the Super Bowl. Playing the Seattle Seahawks? Think not. Playing Arizona Cardinals? Think not.
Yeah.
And this time, they're the underdogs.
You know what?
And
well,
I would have a chip on my shoulder.
They're not playing an NFC West opponent.
Steven said that last night right before we did TV, and my jaw nearly dropped. I'm like, seriously, because the question that we didn't have time for on TV that I'd written up ahead of time was, what do we do with Ben Roethlisberger now?
What do you do with him? Well, usually you grill him and you make a nice hamburger. You put a little
bit
of...
You stuff him and you hang him on the wall.
You put some cheese on it and you let it melt You grill the burger till it's just about
first
done.
First get some onions.
That's when you put the cheese on it and just let it melt just so that the edges just kind of start to tip down just a little bit. That's when you pull it off and you put it on the...
You know, Steven, I wish we were home for the Super Bowl for this one reason.
What?
I would make Rothless burgers. Because I make great burgers, as you know.
Yes.
I make great burgers.
How do you
and
make,
I make
a
yours
Rothless
well.
Burger?
I don't know, but I'd find some way. I would find some unique way. And by the way, I think it's interesting that in the Christina Aguilera department, I'm not obsessed with her, but she's originally from the Pittsburgh area.
Okay. You're obsessing enough.
I thought it was interesting. All right. I didn't know that. I just went and read some stuff to see which, because honestly.
Because I'm just going to start for the whole, you know, next hour, just start talking about Fergie. If that's where you're going.
That's fine, because I know I know
Fergie over Christina Aguilera any day of the week and twice on Sunday.
I know,
Sunday.
Like.
Oh, and it will be a Sunday, so I'll take it twice then.
I know about as much about each of them, which is not much. So I felt weird. I knew. So the point, and I never got around to this, is that when you're press, you actually get access to anyone who's performing.
Okay.
They're going to have a press conference at some point, and after the press conference, they usually hang around a little bit and let you ask little questions.
I'm asking Fergie if in that Dr. Pepper commercial, if she actually did tie the cherry stem with her tongue.
Good one. No, I'm serious.
Did you see the commercial?
Yes, I have, and I think that's a good question.
Yes.
I think that's a very good question because it's got little sexual overtones and connotations there, and it spices things up a little bit. Mine simply for Christina is not if she remembers me. I don't expect her to remember me, but do you remember the day? Yeah. Do you remember the situation, you know, at Walt Disney Records when we were there on that floor and you did an America Online chat? Do you remember?
No.
And that's probably going to be the answer. Because part of me expects her to remember me.
Right.
But just you were a reasonably innocent young girl then. You had done some talent shows and things like that from what I'm saying.
But
she had done more than most kids. She had done talent shows and things like that and had been on
the
Mickey Mouse Club.
Original Mickey Mouse Club.
Only three episodes.
There you go.
That was weird.
That's
I didn't
all
know
it
that.
Took.
Found that today. Same time as Justin Timberlake or...
Britney Spears.
And Britney Spears. But Justin...
was it? I don't know.
Yeah, one of those guys. Anyways, there's a whole crew of them. Anyways, and then, you know, she got all...
You're kind of whistling.
No, it's your headphones, dude. They're getting so thin on the padding that they're starting to.
But I'm not even putting them in front of the microphone.
I know. That's how stinky they're getting. We gotta get new headphones for Steven. We need new headphones for Steven account. So maybe it is me.
I think it's when you're talking.
Maybe I'm becoming the gopher from the Disney's Winnie the Pooh. Not in the books.
Okay. Any other news? Wait a minute. Hold on.
This just in.
So apparently, do we really want to go there?
I think because I've got the sound queued up, you do. So here we go.
Sean Payton came out to say that Breeze played on a low-grade MCL sprain.
I'm just saying.
He played through it.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, Payne confirmed Monday that is all. I'm sorry. I forgot about it. I was reading.
Yeah, I know you're reading.
I'm just saying, is all.
But this is my point. Is a low-grade MCL sprain, a level one,
maybe,
you could probably play.
Maybe
level two,
Cutler
can't.
Didn't get a low-grade.
Maybe it was level two. We're trying to give him benefit of a doubt.
Yes.
Benefit of a doubt. But it is fascinating. You know, here's the most interesting thing that I heard last night. NFL, whatever their end of the day show is called. What's it called, Steven? NFL Game Day Final. Thank you. No wonder it's too long. Three words. Come on.
Well, every show is called NFL Game Day.
Right.
It just depends what the final word is. It's NFL Game Day morning. NFL Game Day pregame. NFL Game Day something.
See?
And then NFL Game Day Final.
NFL Game Day Day.
No.
Then NFL Game Day Final. Deion Sanders says last night, players know players.
Yeah.
And he just let that lie out there. And he was basically talking about Jay Cutler, and he wasn't feeling really strong about Jay's injury and whether and how hurt he really was.
Right.
And basically, because what we didn't report is how many players tweeted about this injury.
Yes.
And just had very disparaging things to say. Like, basically, you'd have to drag me off the field. I'd have to be in a coffin.
It's an NFC Championship game.
Yeah. And so a lot of players tweeted about this. And what does Deion say? Players know players. And he just let it ride. That was it. And that's very telling to me. And it'll be interesting to see after he has a week or two to stew on that. I plan on asking Deion about that specifically, if he's backpedaled on that, or to watch him on the NFL Network over the next 2 weeks to see if he backpedals at all from that statement, because it was pretty harsh and pretty damning. Even though it was very brief and he didn't say anything, he inferred an awful lot.
Yeah.
And now here we've got Sean Payton coming out and saying, by the way, my quarterback plays with those kinds of injuries, so maybe you could have been out there. And trust me, it would have gone a lot better, I think, had he managed to find some sort of groove and help the team instead of ending up at Bumblebee Tune. Let's get to the game, Steven.
We'll get to the games, and we'll start off with the Green Bay Packers traveling to Soldier Field to face the Bears.
And so Soldier Field certainly lived up to its namesake. It was so cold.
You have your email up?
I do now.
Doris, the Chicago Bear fan who was kind enough to send us an email prior to the game, basically saying that the Bears weren't getting enough respect.
Exactly. I've been a little frustrated at the lack of respect the Bears are getting. And I know the game against the Packers is going to be a tough one.
That's not the email I'm talking about.
I know.
I'm talking about the new email.
I was
we read the old one.
I was reminding people.
Okay.
It was just like a little Wayback Machine moment.
I see.
So, hello, Steven and Jeff. First of all, allow me to thank you for reading my email on your show. I was listening to your show at work and was extremely surprised to hear my name mentioned. Needless to say, no actual work got done for a while.
Okay, and for your boss, we claim no responsibility for you not doing any work.
Any lack of productivity, not our problem. Not being aware of the name, age, hometown protocol, my name is Doris, and I'm so many years old, and I live in Indianapolis. It doesn't mean we have to publish that.
Yes.
I do root for the Colts anytime they aren't playing the Bears, but the Chicago Bears have been my football team since I was old enough to understand what football is. I don't see that changing. You asked me to write you an email again after the Green Bay game, and I wanted to do so. I was hoping that I'd be able to write to gloat, as you put it, but that was not meant to be.
And I'm going
to
pause you right there. First of all, thank you for sending the email, Doris. You're the only Bears fan, though, that has.
True that. True that.
But
it's been pretty quiet from the pride and joy of Illinois.
It has been. But thank you. And you know what? And I said this on TV last night for all our UK folks and for here in America. If you didn't hear me say this, obviously you might have not. You might have had you stayed up till 11:20 to watch
they
Fox
ran us till noon.
Soccer Channel.
They ran us till noon.
Really? We kept 7, running?
7, 8, 9, 10, and 11 o'clock hour they ran that segment.
Wow. Cool. So here's what I said. I said, look, my hat's off to the Chicago Bears because once Jay Cutler went down and they brought in Todd Margarita Collins mix, who was just awful
Todd
for
Margarita
four plays.
It's
Todd
not Margarita.
Collins
it's Tom Collins.
Tom Collins
is actually.
Tom Collins mix. Yeah. There you go. Anyway. Whatever it
Tom
is.
Collins is a vodka.
I don't know. Do I know?
No, you wouldn't
there
know
There you
this.
Go. Okay. So, you know, my hat's off because then you go to Bumblebee Tuna.
Okay, before we get to Bumblebee Tuna, let me just be clear about the bartending school that's about to write to me. Tom Collins is gin and Collins mixer, not vodka. I usually order a vodka Collins.
Okay.
I don't want the bartending school people to freak out.
I'm sure they wouldn't have sent you an email. But
yes, they would have.
Okay. You know, third string quarterback comes in.
Bumblebee Tuna.
And Haney comes in and, you know, he was decent. He threw two touchdown passes. Well, he threw three touchdown passes.
And
it just so happens that one of them was
to
the Green
team.
Bay Packers.
Ba-dum-bum.
He threw two, one to Johnny Knox, one to Earl Bennett, and one to B.J. Raji.
B.J. Raji.
Raji plays for the Packers. But, you know, the thing about the Bears and the thing that, you know, I got to tip my hat off, they kept fighting till the end. There was 37 seconds left in this game, and they were driving. And had he not thrown the pick, a ball, you know, it's a third-string quarterback, man. So, you know, had he had a little bit more time, maybe he doesn't throw it into double coverage. And that's why he got picked. But they were driving on the Packers. And Clay Matthews Jr. was sucking wind. He was they did an ISO on him after he chased Forte to the sideline there. And he was just breathing as hard as a player could breathe on the football field, trying to get some air. And the Bears did not go away because when it was 14-0, I thought it was over. I said, it's game over. This is going to be a blowout. And it never was a blowout.
The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
You know, Steven, I've got this to say about the Bears. And I have been surprised at what has sounded to me like unanimity of support for Lovie Smith in his decision to change quarterbacks. Have you heard anything different today?
I did.
I have not heard criticism.
I heard some criticism, and I agreed with it, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, well, here's my side of the story first.
All right.
I thought that when he went to Bumblebee Tuna, he was basically saying, look, I've seen what I needed to see. Now, I think that he and Mike March should be on the same page. When your backup quarterback, you don't believe in enough to give him more than one series, that's a problem. And they only gave him one series. He had four downs, and he stunk. But that was apparently Mike March's guy that he wanted brought in for that position as the backup quarterback. And Lovie went along with that because he was the offensive coordinator. Lovie's head coach, and so he wanted to leave his offensive coordinator to be. But when he saw what he saw, I feel like he should have known that sooner. However, when he saw what he saw, he said, enough is enough. I cannot win the game with this guy out there. Boom, I'm going to make the change. I don't care what it costs me because I'm trying to win a football game.
I understand.
And I love that about him. I thought Lovie did a very cojones kind of thing. And going to your third string quarterback, that's a very gutsy move.
I don't have a problem with Lovie going to Bumblebee Tuna. I do have a problem with when he went to Bumblebee Tuna. He went to Bumblebee Tuna with 57 seconds left in the third quarter. If you wait 57 seconds, you can bring him in to start the fourth quarter, and if he gets knocked down and gets out, then you can go back to your other two quarterbacks. By bringing him in with just 57 seconds left in the third quarter, you can't go back to Cutler or Collins, dude. You can't do it, and it's just 57 seconds. And all he did on those first two couple plays was hand it off. So why not let Collins hand off the ball, go to the fourth quarter, then you go to your guy, and then you, if he gets hurt and something happens, well,
how does,
you can
how
still
does the
go,
rule read, Steven? This is news to me.
The rule is crazy. And,
the rule's crazy. The rule makes sense. You cannot hide a roster spot, basically.
But basically is in the fourth quarter, you can bring in your emergency quarterback. and still go back to your
anybody you want?
First or second string
really?
Quarterback. Yes. But if you bring him in prior to the start of the fourth quarter, you can't go back to anybody else. He's your guy, and if he gets hurt, you have to go to Matt Forte or Devin Hester.
Yeah, that would be bad.
That would have been horrible.
That would have been bad. As it was, you had a fighting chance
in this
game. And all
you needed to do was
wait a minute.
57
wait a minute.
Seconds.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute, Chief. I know what you
How
want.
How about work some clock, too? I know that we're trying to score points, but let's work some clock.
I know we want to get, trust me, it's 14-0. We're still in this game.
Totally
in
this game.
And we want to get Haney in there.
Emotionally not in the game.
Yeah.
But they mathematically are very in the game.
We want to get Haney in the game. I got that, Chief. I got that. But you know what? Let's wait till the start of the fourth quarter.
So, basically, you put that on Lovey. But from my point of view, you could just as easily put it at Mike Mart's feet because he's been in the driver's seat before.
Yeah,
these guys know the rules.
Ultimately, that's Lovey, though. He's the one making the call of who's coming in at quarterback.
I'm just saying, Mike Mart's has been head coach of teams before, so they both know the rules pretty well.
It worked, right? It worked. Haney didn't get hurt. But had he gotten hurt, they would have been in a world of trouble.
Yeah. Worse trouble than just losing.
Because probably what happened is they probably maybe forgot the rule. They probably would have trotted out Collins back there, and the rest would have been like, whoa, 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 whoa. You can't bring Collins back in. And I would have actually liked to have seen that situation, see what would have happened. Would have been, what do you mean I can't bring him back in? Well, that's the rule. You brought him in with 57 seconds left.
That stinks. Says it's interesting when people die. You never know what's going to happen when you get that kind of mess up. It's like, oh, now this gets really good.
Yeah, so... So I don't have a problem with him making the move to Bumblebee Tuna. I have a problem with the timing of him bringing in Bumblebee Tuna.
Fair enough.
There you go.
So, what else you got to say about this
game?
Well,
you know, hats off to the Bears for hanging in.
The Bears played really hard after
and
that.
And all I have to say to Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, if you can't put up more than 14 points in the Super Bowl against the Pittsburgh Steelers, you're not winning the football game.
Steven, the Bears had the best defense in the NFL. They obliterated several quarterbacks.
The best defense.
No, the Steelers are the best.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
But they're up there. Look, you had of these four teams playing, you had four of the top six defenses in the league. And what you ended up with, Steven, I think is an example of what the Bears were capable of. Playing at a very, very high level defensively with you know, all their guys. Julius Peppers, the whole crew, they're really sound at so many. They're so deep, offensive line, defensive line. It's like this is a sound, fundamentally good football team. I don't think so at the quarterback. I thought that was their liability, and it ended up being their liability, but for different reasons than we expected because of injury. But look, it's not like they didn't hold a lot of teams back that had prolific offenses. And as we know about the Green Bay Packers, when Aaron Rodgers is not on his A game, which he was not, the games can be interesting.
He started on his A game. I mean, that opening drive was classic.
It was exactly what we all expected.
And then once again, to me, I think it's sometimes scoring that early, scoring that fast.
Yeah. False
hurts
confidence.
You.
Yeah, it lets like, you, man, you relax. You don't say it's going to be easy, but you just you exhale. You exhale.
You do, and you're like. You do almost hit the Staples button. Bing! That was easy. You know?
Let me tell you, there's a huge difference between playing angry and playing with a little bit of a calmness.
Yes.
And that level of intensity, it makes all the difference in the world. I found myself, Steve, just the other day, I was shooting, and...
I was like, I found myself.
Now, I probably shouldn't... Bad timing to be mentioning all the shootings in America right now.
We probably shouldn't mention it.
But the fact of the matter is, the guy next to me was a bit of a weenie and was being very passive-aggressive with basically aiming his brass so it would bounce over and hit me. So every time he shot, boom, a piece of brass would fly over and hit me.
Okay.
Which was pretty annoying, and I asked him if he could step just a little bit to the side, and the place was kind of crowded, and he was just being kind of a weenie, and I got so annoyed at one of them just hit me right in the cheek. I got eye protection on and hearing protection, everything like that, but it hit me in the cheek, and it just hurt, and it was hot brass.
Yeah.
And for a second, I got mad. Those next five shots were perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Why? Because I was mad. Anger. Focuses you.
Sometimes.
Adrenaline helps you focus generally.
Yeah.
They did a great Mythbusters where they slapped each other in the face and performed difficult tasks. After a slap in the face, they performed at a higher level. Why? Because you get that adrenaline running through you, the abruptness of a slap to the face, and you perform at a higher level. Who was that football player that used to have a teammate of his just smack him as hard as he could?
No,
you remember that guy? And he played lights out. It was crazy. But there's a, and if you score early and you score often, it is so easy to just have that adrenaline drop, and it's not nearly as high as it was, and boom, you lose your little edge.
The Bears defense, though, they fell down 14-0. They were they hand scored a point in the first half. They come out in the second half, realize Cutler's not going to be able to go. And I think, you know, as a team and as a defense, you'd be like, oh, man, it's over. But that's not what the Bears did.
Nope.
They stuck around. They fought hard. The Green Bay Packers, though, they gotta answer some questions. You cannot, on the offensive side of the ball, be held to 0 points in the second half of a football game.
You can, and not expect to win. And here's the thing. I to the credit, I think, of the Chicago Bears ownership that Lovie Smith today, it's been discussed that he's going to get a contract extension.
Give him one.
And I think that's terrific because he did a great job with this team.
He got the Bears to the NFC championship game. Nobody in their right mind thought the Bears would even be anywhere near the playoffs.
I think Bears fans did when they had Israel Adonijay, they had Tommy Harris.
Even
you've got
Bears
Julius
fans,
Peppers. You're like, this is a pretty good 4-3 that we're running here.
But even Bears fans knew, man.
Urlacher's healthy now.
There's nothing wrong with their defense. Their offense.
But that's it's the thing, Steven.
Take Johnny Knox and Devin Hester for a second and put them over on the Green Bay Packers. They don't get on the football field.
No, they don't.
I mean, okay, Hester will probably get on the football field as a punt returner.
They'd be grateful to have Greg Olsen.
They're not going to get on the football field as wide receivers. Right. They, you know, Jennings, Driver.
Yeah, seriously.
Jones.
Seriously.
Jordy Nelson. Johnny Knox and Devin Hester aren't playing wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers.
I got Johnny Knox right around Jordy Nelson.
Okay, maybe. Maybe he beats Jordy Nelson's
and they like
number four spot.
Greg Olsen at tight end, only because JerMichael Finley got hurt. That's the only reason that they're excited to have him.
Yeah, yeah. So.
And it took injuries. And that's the thing. Is maybe Jay Cutler isn't that bad. I don't know.
The Bears get sometimes.
When he throws it right at the other team.
I don't think he was particularly bad in the first half.
No, Steven, the way he finished his season, and you know, maybe that's another reason to give him the benefit of a doubt here. The way he finished the season showed a marked improvement, and especially in the decision-making process and maturity. Although in the last game, he did try to throw several picks. He had gotten away from that. He was extending plays. He was running more than we're used to seeing him do.
The other thing, too, about Cutler is I don't think even there were games last year where the Broncos were getting destroyed, and he didn't quit.
Oh, no. He is so fiercely competitive.
I mean, not the Broncos, the Bears. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but even when he was with the Broncos, the guy doesn't quit.
Right,
what we don't like about him is his mouth.
Yes, we don't like his personality. We don't like his attitude. Don't like how he talks smack.
Yeah, it just seems, especially quarterback to quarterback with Philip Rivers. Like, you guys don't play against each other. Well, what's the deal
anymore?
Why? Well, you never are on the field at the same time. How can you hate somebody that you don't even play against? It'd be one thing if you're hitting
Cutler's
each other.
Cutler actually said he hated Rivers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was pretty weird. And Rivers,
especially if you met Philip, because he's a pretty nice guy.
Rivers is showing him sympathy, dude.
Again, that's Philip. Philip's a class guy. He's fiery. He's competitive also.
Sympathetic.
Maybe
they're
cut from the same
By the way, cloth. Just so you know, at the end of the regular season, the Pittsburgh Steelers were the number two defense. San Diego was number one. Remember,
San Diego led in everything. Yes. They were one in offense and in defense. Yes. Unbelievable.
And the Bears were ninth overall in defense.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But how many quarterbacks did they destroy this year?
I'm just saying, Packers need to worry. They need to worry.
To me, Aaron Rodgers I think he was 17. He was 17 of 30, 17 of 29.
Well,
I'm worried
because I think I'm taking the Packers.
Okay. Well, then we'll get there.
Which means you're going to. Oh.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Who do you want to take? That's what I
want
to know.
Deep down inside, I would love to see the Green Bay Packers win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Huge. Because to me, again, it's the same thing. It's not the Yankees, and then I really have hatred for the Yankees. So this isn't a lot of people hate the Steelers because they've been there too many times and they have too many rings and things. That's not me with the Steelers. I grew up admiring the Steelers. Terry Bradshaw, the whole crew, admired them to death. Because, look, my team sucked and they always won. The Rams were always horrible, and the Steelers, man, they had a swagger. They had the steel curtain.
I bet you didn't like them when they beat the Rams in the Super Bowl, though.
It was expected, Steven.
Wow.
When you know that your team sucks.
A pretty sucky way to live life.
When you grow up in Orange County, Steven, that's exactly how you live.
You're in the Super Bowl. Sorry, we're gonna get our ass kicked by the Steelers.
Yeah, and hey, you're going to the World Series. They're just gonna kick our butts. What are you gonna do? We don't have a chance. We don't have a chance. Yeah. We're cursed.
I see.
But you know what? We got the most awesome beaches.
We do.
So what are you gonna do?
And probably the most awesome women.
And the prettiest girls and the most awesome beaches. And so you know what? It makes up for a lot of things.
Although I've never been to a beach in Miami, and I hear those beaches can get pretty.
There's no waves. Pretty the waves evil. Blow.
Who cares about
the
waves?
The Atlantic Ocean, dude, if you can't catch a wave and sitting on top of the world, then what's the point?
All right. So the final score there. The Green Bay Packers, 21. The Chicago Bears, 14.
The line was Green Bay by 3.5.
3.5.
And they covered. And we said they would cover.
Yes, we did.
But I blew the over-under. Doc Rob made a very sweet bet for
we
us.
We both
and,
did.
But I blew it twice. You only blew it once. You blew one part of your four. I blew. Oh, no, you blew two parts because you missed much. The winner. We blew half of our parlay card.
Yeah.
Duh. 2-2. Not that it matters being closer, but closer is better. It's still losing.
Yeah.
But closer is better. You could say, wow, if only I had done that.
Yeah, no.
No.
If only I had
half
taken the
of a parlay card is called a coin toss.
I knew the Steelers-Jets would go over. I had that one pretty.
You
pretty
did. You knew that. And much. I was certain it was going to go under. Yeah. And dang, it wasn't even close.
Yeah, no.
It's 38, and they ended up scoring 48 probably in the game. Yep. I haven't done the math, but I think it was about that. But anyways, let's transition to that game, shall we?
All right. The Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the New York Jets.
Now, let me tell you, Steven, I did not see it coming the way it came down here where the Jets just kind of stepped on their Johnson and started the game so badly. Rex Ryan, for all the liking we do on him, yes, he's on Jeff's list. The list that you don't want to be on.
What happened?
Jeff's, I'm really mad at you list.
All right. Well, what happened?
I pulled out a baseball sound effect. That's right. That was my old rant sound from baseball show. Rex Ryan, what the heck are you doing winning the coin toss and deferring the kickoff? What are you doing? Giving the Pittsburgh Steelers an extra opportunity with the football. That is insanity. You have to be so confident that your defense is going to go 3 and out. And that is the only reason that you defer. Unless there's wind conditions, which there wasn't. It was just freaking cold. That was to the advantage of no one.
Yep.
So you think you're going to go 3 and out and I'm going to steal an extra possession here. You out-tricked yourself, Rex Ryan, and you made me mad. Because they went on a 17-play, 9-minute drive, marched right down the field. And it was with, 6 minutes left in the half that your offense even steps on the field.
6 minutes left in the first quarter.
In the first quarter that your offense steps on the field.
Yeah, that was, I don't understand the defer unless you're doing it for the win.
You
That's the
took
only time
the
you do
wind.
It.
Speaking of wind, you took it right out of their sails.
Yeah.
Your team walking around with the swagger, the bravado, the we're all that in a bag of chips. Boom.
Bears did the exact same thing.
Piss me off.
Bears did the exact same thing. They won the coin toss. They deferred. Packers marched right down the field and scored.
And then we see the next game. Let's see how that works for
the Bears. I guarantee you, whoever wins the coin toss in the Super Bowl is not going to defer.
Well, first of all, we know wind won't be an issue because it's going to be inside in Dallas.
Yeah, that's right.
And my gosh, when we land on the ground, Steven, it's supposed to be ice.
Nice.
This thing with falling ice.
It's cold, dog. It's cold.
Falling ice. Well, the temperature is going to swing 20 degrees. By the way, I love this little factoid, little weather factoid, before we get back to the game. This temperature swing on Saturday from International Falls, Minnesota to L.A., 100-degree temperature difference.
Okay.
It was minus 44, and it was 64 in L.A., a 100-degree temperature difference.
That's why I live in L.A.
International Falls, Minnesota, where, baby.
In the evenings at nighttime, it could probably maybe get
down. Oh, it gets into the low 30s.
To like 35.
Yeah, 34 on those really cold nights.
Yeah.
You know.
And they're cold.
And every couple of years, 29. 29 for two nights in a row.
Yeah.
Oh, doggy. And we walk outside, we're like, damn, yeah. I got to get a coat.
Yeah, I don't even know what I'm wearing in Dallas.
Yeah, I don't. I've got my big coat that I wore to Adam's house. I've got the layers that I got for Thanksgiving up at Adam's house.
I better go get my trench and have dry cleaned.
Yeah, especially after the incident.
There was no incident.
No, right, but it makes for so much just people speculating.
Back
I like
to the
that.
Game. Look, back, here's
this,
something
to start
that,
the game like that is inexcusable.
Here's what I said last night, Jeffrey. I think there was something about, for I don't know why they did it or why they held up or why they eased up, but there's something about Rex Ryan and the New York Jets that when they talk smack,
yeah,
to me, they feel like, you know what? All right, we've talked so much smack, we'll back it up.
Yep.
They didn't talk any smack.
Well, they said Hines Ward played dirty near the end of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Near the end of the week.
That's
they
not
got
a lot
that
of
out
smack
there.
Talking.
No.
And then they came onto the field and they were lethargic.
They sure were.
They were not the Jets. And the next thing you know, you're down 24 zip. Now, once again, same warning I gave to the Green Bay Packers, I'll give to the Pittsburgh Steelers. You cannot not score any points in the second half of a football game in the playoffs.
Yeah, that you pretty much need to be scoring. I don't know. I'm saying a field goal a quarter. You know, if you're going to be competitive, you pretty much want a touchdown a quarter if you're going to be competitive.
20,
you shouldn't take
you
time
score
off.
24-0. You go 24-0 in the first half, and you know, seven of those points was not your offense. So your offense only scored 17. Just like the Packers' offense only scored 14 of the 21.
Right.
The Steelers' offense only scored 17 of the 24.
Well, you know what's going to be interesting, and I didn't get a chance to stay on TV. These are the number one and two scoring defenses in the NFL.
Oh, they like to score.
And we got them in the Super Bowl. How cool is that? Defenses that score.
I doubt a defensive touchdown is scored in the Super Bowl. I'm going on record now.
Are you going to take prop bets on this?
Prop bets.
For those that were in the chat room, there was a good 30 people in the chat room. Steve is making prop bets on everything for a dollar. So many people owe so many people a dollar. It's not even funny.
Well, either I owe dollars or people owe me dollars. That's the way.
Well, Jordan and I had one transaction between the two of us.
Did he beat you? Kid took two bucks from me.
Don't remember. It's a dollar, Steven. I don't get real emotional
he
about a dollar.
He took $2 from me, man.
For you guys, it's about winning because you guys are super competitive. It doesn't matter if it's a dollar or if it's $1 million because you guys are like the guys in Trading Places.
So
those old guys.
Yeah, so the Jets managed to score a field goal right before halftime to make it 24-3. And in the second half, for the most part, it was all Jets. J-E-T-S, Jets.
Jets,
the Pittsburgh Steelers defense, you know, once again, I think they eased up on it. You can't ease up on the brakes, man. I've been saying this since this show started 5 years ago.
Never let off the accelerator.
It's 24-0. I don't care.
Stick it to him. Stick it to him.
And then in the fourth quarter, if it's 40-3, then you can ease up.
I've never heard Steven criticize Bill Belichick for running up the score. Everybody
well,
in there,
I kind of have.
I don't remember.
I just don't like the.
I remember criticizing for a lot of other reasons.
I don't like the. You know, there's 3 minutes. You're up by 40, and you're still trying to score a touchdown. I don't like that.
That's letting off the gas.
Did you hear what I just said before that? And then if it's the fourth quarter and you're up 40-3,
then you go.
Then you can pull some stars.
I was just helping you make your point clearly.
Yeah, no, there is my. I don't know how you did. I think you bucked it up a little.
No, you made it very. You made it twice now.
Yeah,
so it's very clear now.
Belichick. He scores touchdowns with a minute left, and they're up by 28. That's not cool.
Wow.
Yeah, that's different.
It is.
Yes, but you got to go for it. You know the Steelers came out. You got a hand to the Jets, so they came out in the second half. That touchdown pass to Santonio Holmes was the prettiest throw I think I've seen Sanchez make.
You know,
and that was nice.
It was. It really. I mean, and he chucked it.
Yeah, and it was 24-10. I'm like, game on, people.
Yeah.
And then when they got stopped, when they got to the 1 yard line.
I don't know what. They were stopped inside. They were stopped at the 2 yard line four times. Four times they could not score from the 2 yard line.
Well, then they eventually got to the one. On first down, they got to the one.
So oh, good. That's better.
Second and goal from
that's
the one.
That's better.
Then they tried to run it right up the gut. Why? I don't know. That's third and one. They tried to throw the out to Dustin Keller. He wasn't ready for the ball. He dropped
it. It to me, Mark panicked.
But then
it's like he didn't like
one.
The play. Yeah, he didn't like the play call.
It was phantom. It was Jim Everett like. He felt pressure that was not there.
Seriously, because the ball had just been snapped.
He felt
and
pressure.
And then boom, he dumps it off.
He felt pressure that wasn't there.
And then they handed it to LaDainian to run it.
On fourth and one.
You hand it off to LT and have him run
right
up the middle.
Right up the gut.
Which hasn't worked all day. Never works against the Pittsburgh Steelers, by the way. And you're not getting to the corners on them either. You're going to have to make lanes, okay? Just outside the pocket, you're going to have to make lanes. You do not get outside on the Steelers, and you do not go straight up the middle. You've got to get your guards involved in making some holes.
Now, it's time for...
And bring in the two tight ends.
Stevens football philosophy.
Stevens football philosophy.
When you're down 14 points.
Yeah.
And you go down and you spend 8 minutes 53 seconds on a beautiful drive. And you get to the 1 yard line.
Yeah.
You better get in the end zone. You cannot walk away after you've wasted all that time with 0 points.
Right.
Now, they eventually got a safety 2 plays later.
That's because that's irrelevant, Steven. The point is they didn't make that decision going, well, we'll probably get a safety out of this, so no matter what, we're okay.
Yeah, we're going to get 2 points.
It doesn't matter that we don't kick a field goal here or at any point.
But they were able to get points. But on offense, they came away with 0 points, Jeffrey, after going on an 8 minute, 53 second drive.
And they didn't seem to have a sense of urgency on the drive either. They weren't lining up as quickly as I would like.
No.
They weren't calling multiple plays in the huddle each time. They did a couple times when they came out of the timeout. They were ready with 2 plays called.
And then when they finally scored their touchdown to make it 24-19, that happened with about three minutes, 10 seconds left on the clock when Cotterie scored that touchdown to make it 24-19.
Mm-hmm.
That drive took forever.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, remember me yelling at the TV? Yeah,
me too.
I was yelling like,
are you looking at the clock? Didi even came out and did a tick, 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 tick.
Yeah, she did.
And when Didi does it, she doesn't listen to the show? Come on. You know what's going on there.
And then all year, the Jets defense ranked 7 overall in the NFL this season during the regular season. Always make a play. Third and 4, third and 5. You got to hold them so your team gets the ball back and you get one more shot. And all season long, the Jets defense has been able to make that stop.
Always. They get their own third downs on offense, and they stop the big third downs on defense.
The Pittsburgh Steelers come out with no running back in the backfield.
Zero formation.
And I yell at Jordan, they're going to put it in Ben's hands. Because that's basically what you do. You're putting it in your best player's hands.
You're saying, run a quarterback
Ben Roethlisberger, I believe in you. That one, you're going to complete this.
Or you're going to run.
Or you're going to do something. But whatever you're going to do, it's not going to be incomplete. It's not going to be a turnover.
Correct.
Because if it's incomplete, you stop the clock. You give the Jets a lot of time.
Yep. They went zero formation. No running backs, no tight ends.
Roethlisberger not only escapes the pressure, gets out of the pocket. Which, by the way, I'm sorry, Rex. I know you're the defensive guru and all. But if it's third and you got to stop them, and there's no running backs in the backfield.
No tight ends.
You have got to put one man on Roethlisberger.
The quarterback.
That is your guy.
When he can run.
If he starts to make a move, you break and you kill him.
You spy him. The spy means to shadow. You are his shadow. Nobody leaves his. You are just pasted to him.
And Roethlisberger escapes the pocket, runs out to the right.
He goes to the right. I go to the left.
Finds a wide receiver, Brown.
When you got that many down, guys going out on the pattern, you're going to have somebody open.
And apparently, during that first down, apparently a Steeler dry humped Ben Roethlisberger on the ground.
I saw that video. It was a little disturbing. It was funny. I think it was Rashard Mendenhall.
Was it Mendenhall?
I think it was Mendenhall. Climbed on top of him and did a little, then got up.
Did he mean to do that, or was it?
It looked very intentional, like they were just goofing. And, dude, when your game's being televised and when you're Ben Roethlisberger and you're a teammate of his, you can't participate in anything even resembling that because he's trying to rebuild his reputation. On Ben Roethlisberger, Steven, I so appreciated. He was being interviewed by Mike Lombardi of NFL Network after the game. The locker room looked empty. And some people are still trying to get Ben's attention and stuff. He gave Lombardi his undivided attention, and he hung in there and waited for Lombardi to finish his questions.
Yes, I remember that.
Did you see that interview? That was so amazing. That, to me, was the definitive proof. If somebody's looking for, did Ben really change? That, to me, was it, because he was so gracious. He took so much time, and then he had the most sincere smile and saying, "You're welcome," for the interview. And there was guys, all sorts of guys looking for his attention.
Yeah.
And it was great. To me, Ben really has turned a corner.
The completion and Rex Ryan taking his hat.
Oh, yeah, his headset off.
And just tossing
it. And slamming him to the ground.
It was just, it was like, I really thought he really believed that his team was going to stop it.
He did. And I loved his press conference afterwards where he said, "You know what? Our goal for next year is to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Our goal for the year after that is to go to the Super Bowl.
It's not going to change.
Our goal is not going to change. And when we win the Super Bowl, our goal for the next year is going to be to repeat."
Yeah. Yeah.
Am I clear about this? And by the way, for the people out there who are pissing and moaning as New York Jets fans because you guys have gotten so close, you hadn't gotten this close in eons.
In years.
And now, 2 years in a row, you guys are knocking on the door of the AFC Championship.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
And just because you did not get what you wanted, just because you didn't get all the way, doesn't mean that your team didn't give it everything they had. Ownership went out and got Cromartie, got LaDainian Tomlinson, beefed up this team as best they could and got all the acquisitions to continue to put this team in a position to win. Stop your bitching and whining, Jets fans. You guys came so close. There's 28 teams that didn't get to that Final Four. 28! You guys have been there twice in the last 2 years.
All the wide receivers to make the catch. It was Brown.
Boop.
Look at it.
I am.
Look at that. I mean, it's just, yeah, coming deep. Coming deep, Shrek. Coming deep right there.
Super Bowl stats for you, Steven, according to Sam Farmer.
Yes.
I guess this is coming out. This was in today's LA Times. As of Monday afternoon, there were 1,900 Super Bowl tickets available on StubHub.com. Prices started at, guess for me, Steven, won't you?
$2,400.
$2,500. Very good. That's a winner guess if you ever ask me. For a seat in the upper corners above the end zones at Cowboy Stadium.
Yep.
Now, lower level seats on the 50?
$9,000.
$22,000. This is because it is the Steelers and the Packers.
$22,223.
For lower level seat. No, this is what's for sale on StubHub.
Okay.
And there's only 1,900 left, which means those seats are going to go.
Wow.
Somebody who's got more sense more dollars than cents. There, that's what I meant to say. Somebody who's got more dollars than cents is going to show up and go, "Yeah, you know, $50,000 for two seats to the Super Bowl. Yeah, it's a once in a lifetime. You know, it's my Steelers, dude. Yeah, come on. $50,000 for two seats?
That's a car, dude.
That's more than my car. I got a really, really nice Toyota Avalon. I paid less than $40,000, dude, and it's loaded. That's after the California sales tax of
700%. 700%.
I exaggerate a little.
Wow, that's
but seriously, $50,000, it's just... Okay, truthfully, $44,446
for a flight. After accommodations, $50,000.
Okay. Now, here's the... You don't care about the swag, as Rich Eisen puts it, the stuff we all get for the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I care about the swag.
Yeah.
The swag I want more than anything, I want a Super Bowl football.
Do you get a Super Bowl football?
I don't think so, yeah, but it'd be really cool if they gave the media a Super Bowl football. Did you see them? They're so pretty. And it's got the team names on them.
Did you see how the footballs are made?
I did not have time for that video today.
Oh, man. Looking forward. That is a great video.
I've seen footballs made before, especially the NFL ones, which are double-bladdered. No,
this is the Wilson. Only
the Duke.
Yes, the Duke.
Right, I've seen the Duke made.
One factory.
Yes, I've seen the video that I've seen that video another time. And I watched the Duke made because it really is cool. Yeah, and that's amazing. The official NFL ball.
And Doris, who's been there for 40 years.
Stitching away.
He's taking you by, you know,
right.
Each section.
Station
he's
to like, station.
And John here has been here for 33 years.
I installed a valve. I put 700 million valves in.
It's amazing. It's amazing how long these people have been working in this one factory. Yep. And all they do is all they produce footballs that are either sold or used.
Yeah,
because
we have
football
one.
League. Yes.
But we're proud to be an American where at least we know
Wilson.
We make good footballs.
Wilson!
And I love that they're made in America and Wilson. That they're made by hand because they have to be.
By hand.
They have to be.
And how the dude puts it on the little stick to
yes.
turn it inside
yes.
out. And
it's amazing.
The tip. Oh, man. I was like, that's cool. That's pretty cool. And we should thank whoever sent us the video, but I don't have my email up. So,
all right.
I cannot. I feel like a schmeal.
You feel like a schmeals? Well, I can tell you about...
No,
I just
I
looked up
just
balls,
right
but it didn't... in my email... No, and unfortunately, there's fantasy football. You know, there's like a billion...
Harold C., thank you for sending us that video. There you go.
There you go.
Because I like giving props to people. People get your props here.
Let's do some. Let's
final
do some,
score, Jeffrey.
Let's do some
we got to wrap it up.
Business.
Here. Final score: Pittsburgh 24, the New York Jets 19, and for the eighth time, tying the Dallas Cowboys for the most appearances in the Super Bowl, the Pittsburgh Steelers are coming to Dallas.
My goodness,
eighth time, 3 times in the last 6 years, Pittsburgh Steelers.
I'm looking most forward
to. What are you looking forward to?
I'm most looking forward to at this moment sizing myself up against Ben Roethlisberger.
You want to see how big you are?
I want to see how much bigger he is than me.
Okay.
Because, you know, he's 6'5", and he's thick, you know? Yes. So I'm 6'4", and I'm
thick. And rich and chocolate.
And so it's just so, it's always striking when you meet somebody who's nearly your own height because they look freakishly tall. So when you meet someone that's taller than you, it's really disturbing because you're used to holding your head at a certain level. Right. And so people all look the same size. I see someone who's 5'10", they look the same size as me because I hold my head in that position. See somebody who's 6'2", you're like, wow, you're a big guy. See somebody who's 6'4", dude. You see somebody who's 6'5", Big Ben, dang, and he's 250 pounds. He's
not 250.
225, 250, yeah.
I don't know. I don't got his stats.
He's so muscular, dude. He's just strong. He's a tree. The guy is a tree. And I can't wait to stand next to him and just feel what that's like to be right next to somebody who's...
You want to be next to a tree?
I want to stand next to... I'm a tree hugger, man. I might have to hug him.
I see. I stood next to Shaq once, and I
me
felt,
too.
Felt a little
very,
insignificant.
Very small.
Yeah.
It's in Santa Barbara when they used to practice there before the playoffs. They would practice up at the college.
240 is what he's listed at.
There you go. I told you. 6'5", 240. He's a big guy.
When I really felt insignificant, though, I was rowing in the little canoe next to a U.S. aircraft carrier in the Gulf of in the Corpus Christi Bay in the Gulf of Mexico. And we came around the corner, and apparently we got too close, and they came on the loud horn, "Please turn the boat around. You have
prepare
60
to be boarded."
Seconds. We're like, what?
Prepare
like,
to be
turn
boarded.
Turn the boat around. They're going to shoot.
Shots across the bow are warning shots only. The following shots will not be warnings.
They had an aircraft carrier that they were decommissioning, and I was like, I'm like, okay, we are in a dinghy. That is a ship. I mean, that is a ship.
I didn't know that story.
Yeah, there's some stories that I've never shared.
I know, it's amazing. But have you heard my story about being in a yacht and coming around the corner and being up against a Princess cruise ship?
No.
Yeah, in Fort Lauderdale. And I was in a yacht, and I was captaining a yacht, and I just felt like I was the biggest piece of doo-doo on the world. I am big doo-doo. And, man, I mean, this thing was like a it must have been a $300,000-$400,000 yacht.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, and I'm so cool.
Why are you riding around in this yacht?
Because the father of the groom in this wedding sold yachts.
Ah.
Yeah. So I'm so cool. Didi and I have been married for a year. I'm so cool. Look at me, captain in a yacht. And I haven't slept in 2 days. Woo. Turn around
you
the corner.
Everybody.
And no, we pulled up alongside this Princess cruise ship. We didn't even come up to the first port. What do you call it? Porthole.
Right.
We didn't even come up to the first portal.
Yeah.
You looked up and it was a hotel.
Yes.
Which an aircraft carrier would be even bigger.
Yes.
I frankly can't imagine.
Because when we got on the Disney cruise, the Disney Magic, that was pretty awesome. But now, twice, maybe even three times that size.
Yeah.
I've been on an aircraft carrier.
But
so you were in a pretty sizable ship.
It's a yacht, dude.
But still, it's pretty sizable. It's not a little
relatively speaking.
A little row canoe. We didn't even have a motor, okay? We're rowing.
I'm saying your experience was three times mine. But that's mostly because of the aircraft carrier, not because it's a canoe versus a yacht.
I think it's
when it's an aircraft carrier, trust me, it don't matter if you're on a stepladder on top of the yacht.
Yacht
don't
to a Princess Cruise Line ship, not the same as a little rowboat to the big aircraft carrier.
When it's an aircraft carrier, it don't matter, man. You could be in the Empire State Building and you still feel really small.
I was like, oh my God. And then the fact that they came on the thing, like,
prepare to be boarded. Board us? How are you going to board us? There's no room on here.
What are you going to board? No, I still, every time I talk to, as a matter of fact, we'll probably see Devin Hayes in Dallas. And every time Devin I talk Hayes. With Devin, I'm like, man, remember the little canoe? He starts cracking up because he knows exactly what I'm talking
about. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get out of here, man. I got to pack up all this gear and ship it off to Dallas.
We've got to go. We've got the roll all the time we've got for you, people. The championship games are done.
When next we speak,
we'll be in Dallas.
We'll be at the Sheraton in Dallas.
Wait, I don't get to record the Pro Bowl preview show.
Yeah, you know,
people. If you want people to take you seriously, Jeffrey, you got to talk about the Pro Bowl. Okay, I know you hate it.
Pro Bowl.
I know it's not
Sunday
the best game
on
in the
Fox.
World.
Don't miss
you,
it.
You got to talk about it.
I just did.
All right, I'll find a way to.
It'll be on Sky, by the way. Let me tell you,
the Pro Bowl, it's
going to start.
I just want to leave you with these.
I'm going to do an official promo here, Steven.
Hold on one second. I want to give you these numbers before
you're
going
to make me forget.
Ben Roethlisberger, 10 of 19, 133 yards. No touchdown passes.
Two picks. Yeah.
And that gets you to the Super Bowl, baby. That gets you to the Super Bowl.
That may get you to the Hall of Fame. You get three rings, they can't keep you out.
They can keep you out.
They really can't.
They can't. You win three
Super
Bowls.
People are going to go, look, it was the Seahawks, it was the Cardinals. Yeah, but the Packers one was real. Yeah, that's true, it was.
Yeah, but still.
Boy, and do you remember
what
that AFC championship game?
Let's put it this way. What if he loses to the Packers? Then people will be like, yeah, he beat the Seahawks
you know what? You're
and
right.
the Cardinals.
You're right.
But he couldn't beat the Packers.
When he finally got in there against a real team that wasn't an NFC West team.
Yeah,
not that
now,
we hate the
now
West.
Anybody in the NFC West hates the show. Thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you.
We have given no respect to the NFC West for a long time because they don't deserve it.
We did the Cardinals last year, though.
Two years ago, Kurt Warner. Yeah. Oh, the Cardinals. Yeah, because Kurt Warner was there.
Yeah.
When Kurt Warner was there, you
we
could do
Seattle
stuff.
Some props. We took Seattle to win that game against the Steelers. Remember?
That was stupid. And they almost did if the officials hadn't screwed that up. And Pittsburgh Steelers fans don't get back on us.
Get off the off the whole official thing. Get off it.
Sky Sports News. Sky Sport HD 1 and Sky Sport 1, Sunday, January 30th, live from Hawaii, midnight. Don't miss it. The Pro Bowl.
The Pro Bowl, people.
Starts midnight, live from Hawaii.
If I could
this
be
Sunday
there,
night.
I would be there.
And then finally, Super Bowl 40. They're going to have a special Saturday preview at 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. on Sky Sport 1.
Yep.
How's that? And now all that we know for sure is that they have some plans for us, but they don't know for sure if they're actually going to work it in.
Okay.
But they do have plans for us.
When?
For some of that weekend's programming.
I see.
So people in the U.K., don't be surprised if you see us show up during the coverage.
Well, there you go.
So there's going to be a pregame on Saturday at 6 and 10 p.m. in the U.K. on Saturday, February 5th. And then the live show starts 10 p.m. on Sky Sport 1 Sunday night.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
And Rich is working, Steven, to try and get us, like, sideline before the game kind of thing like we did for the Wembley game.
Do it, Rich. Do it, baby.
He's going to try. First thing we got to do is revise our credentials to get us to the television center. We don't have access there yet to get our cars there, so we got to get that changed. Can't forget that. I haven't even booked our car to the airport, so we got stuff to do. We got to get out. We're out.
This has been Steven Miranda,
Jeff Bells. We got so much to do. It's got to go.
Congratulations, Packer fans. Congratulations, Steelers fans.
You guys deserve it.
Here we go. Here we go.
What are you doing, all right, we're out. Goofball? That's true.